Flynn is up again.
Okay, but seriously, folks, I'm getting way more excited about this idea as it progresses. Oh, for themes. Themes, we would have to put a lot of thought into these to make them feasible for several different contestants to pull off and to put their own flair on them. One thing that I would love to see people make sketches of is black and blue humor. Family Guy stuff. Morbid, crude, in your face, just kind of a humor with reckless abandon type of thing. You know what I'm talking about. People here watch Family Guy, I hope. just make a sketch. If it makes it easier, we can give them a couple idea topics. I don't know, goths, chewing gum. But they would have to work on capturing that feel of just morbid, heavy, making fun of serious things, just horrible humor, but it's just so funny. Anybody who watches The Simpsons knows Family Guy knows exactly what I'm talking about. That is black and blue humor. A second idea would be we would give them a topic, and it would be up to them to create their own personal style of comedy. They could choose whatever kind of comedy they want. Anything from Shakespeare to black and blue. But they could do their own style, but we'd give them a topic. And they could meander all they want. I know that lots of comedians have little snippets, and they jump from one to the other. But they would have to have that topic featured somewhere. It could be the central idea. It could be something that plays in later. But we would give them a topic such as, I don't know, goths. Or a third idea I had is family humor. Bill Cosby, Full House-styled humor. Stuff that happens in everyday life, but you tell it in such a way that it's hysterical. Like, for example, once my little brother microwave smashed a potato, and he ran into the room, he was like 4 at the time, to get something. And someone, while he was gone, took it out of the microwave and set it on the counter. When he came back, he didn't see. He just crawled up and peered into the microwave, and he sees it's gone. And he turns around, and the entire room full of people, it was a reunion, and he said, "It blowed up! It was just so funny!" And me telling it like that, I doubt you laughed. But they would take something, and I have no idea I have no way of knowing if this actually happened to them or not, which will happen a lot in normal comedians and stuff. I know that comedians have told stories, and I find them so crazy that I don't know if they could be or not be true. But they would tell a story about something that happened to them that would be about their siblings or about themselves or just some funny coincidence, family humor, normal everyday stuff. That's three. Something for immunities that I would like to do, at least once, is to have them sort of do a cover, is to cover a sketch that has been previously done. Example, Dane Cook's Burger King. It's hysterical, and I'm not saying that they have to mimic him word for word, tone for tone, but I want to hear them retell that sketch. I want to hear them tell someone else's story and still be funny. I would like to pair them up. I would like to have sketches go back and forth. But I would, one week when we have even number of people or the right amount, I would like to pair them up. And they would have to collaborate and make their own little sketch. And I would really like to see that. Oh, I would like to see some dry British wit. I would really like to see, a week if they could manage to do this. I know, example, Marx Brothers. I don't know if anybody here has watched or, unfortunately, even heard of the Marx Brothers anymore, but they were famous for their musical talent and for their dry, rapid-fire, fast-moving British wit. They would just say these fantastic one-liners that would just burn you to your core, and then they'd move right along, and you could hardly keep up. Fire Sign Theater also does that, and is very, very funny if you can manage to keep up. It's another style of humor that's not just what kind of jokes you make, but the way you tell them. And I would like to see if they could do some rapid-fire humor and still manage to keep a 3-minute sketch or 2 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever the minimum time limit happens to be, whatever it ends up doing. I believe it is 3 minutes. Maybe they could try their hand at performing, because performing is a very, very important part of comedy, even if it's just audio. Performing Shakespeare comedy, or that might be a little too far, maybe an immunity, but taking a play that's already been written and performing the comedy in that, or taking your own spin on it. There are so many different ways we could go in this. There's humor in everything, and the point of this show would be to find the humor in everything. Thank you very much. Bye.
I think where you went wrong was explaining each theme to us, because you spent way too long explaining themes that were obvious just from the name of it, like Marx Brothers. I think we all know who the Marx Brothers are, and I was almost insulted that you were explaining it to us who they were. I think the key to comedy is timing, and I think that is also the key to a good pitch. And based on this, I'm worried about this one.
Oh my God, I'm so worried about this one. First of all, you're pitching a comedy show, and this was boring. And I didn't really understand what your themes were fully, and you were like, this is what I want. You were like something about Dane Cook at one point. Like, I want them to redo that sketch. Why? What's the point of
Because it's
that?
a comedy show, Rochelle.
What's the point of, I don't know.
What's the point of covering a song that's been sung? It's not
Well, it's
for
yeah,
any
God
point other than to
forbid.
perform it.
I guess it's just
God forbid you cover a pop song. If there was no covering things that have been
Silly
done, I
children's
never
songs.
would have won Lone Star.
Have we hit our quota on that yet?
This show appeals to me less and less the more I hear it, and I think it's because I've never seen these shows succeed. Because again, you need to give them something very specific, like you said, like a topic, like a sketch about soap or something. If you say like do something about soap or do a routine about anything you want, it's too open. People are going to procrastinate and then drop out.
You know what? I'm sorry.
No, that was.
The problem here is that first of all, it's a really exceedingly hard challenge you're putting on yourself for this show, because finding people to be funny consistently is really not easy to do, and not many people can or do it. And then to kind of put them into forced situations where they have to come up with routines. That's hard. I mean, some people are good at scripted comedy, and some people are good at just off the cuff, random stuff out of their heads. You know, the one reality show that used to be on that had to do with comedians was something Comedy Central did. I can't remember what it's called now, but like they basically had comedians, and they would
Last
just put
Comic
them in.
Standing.
Yeah, Last Comic Standing, I suppose. And they would just put them into these various situations and let the comedians kind of do what you may with it. And you know, if you're gonna go forward with the show, you might want to think more about situations than about, I don't know. I thought these themes were going to be really challenging to the point where you were either going to have very few people in the contest successfully doing this, or you were going to just struggle really
The problem
a lot.
is, the themes are so different. Not everybody understands every genre of comedy. Like, some people would not be able to do British humor. They just
Oh,
wouldn't. People
yeah.
just don't get
Some
it.
people don't
Some
get
people
it.
wouldn't be able to do probably family humor. Like, I could not do probably family humor, because I don't find that funny, and that just doesn't appeal to me. And then with black and blue humor, someone's going to get pissed off. You definitely need a disclaimer for that episode. But
Yeah.
if you have themes like, okay, this week we're all going to roast Megadizzy, because I know Megadizzy is one of your judges. That works better for me than saying, here, do something about a bar of soap this week, because people aren't going to do it. They
Yeah,
just
and
won't.
on that subject, because the minute you start talking about roasting, just be aware that you're going to get into the black and blue stuff pretty fast. I
Yeah.
mean, that's what happened on the Zane roast. Some people were throwing things that were like past the line of funny. They were sort of like
It was
kind of
hilarious to me. But I
it
like that kind of humor. Not
was.
everybody likes every kind of humor. That's the thing. I'm sure some people would struggle with the black and blue humor. And I think almost even asking people to do that is maybe like there's probably some people that have some sort of moral objection to that kind of humor. And asking people to do that as a theme you might run into some problems there too.
Whereas if you had some theme that wasn't specifically about the style of humor and let the person use their natural style of humor, you know, I think that might allow it to be more robust that way. Because
Yeah.
you're going to have people who have, you know, Dylan going up against me, going up against Monica, going up against somebody else. Each of us has a different style. and it wouldn't, we're not stepping on each other's toes with it. We're just using our own style to make the situation funny and whatever it is, you know, that would probably be able to bring out your contestant strengths in a more positive way.
Probably. What do you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I mean, like, I pretty much said all I wanted to say at the beginning.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, I said that I thought the pitch was...
Oh, that's right. That's right. The
pitch. You're like, this is boring. I'm done.
Well, I didn't say... I think this is... I agree with you. Like, I think the comedy, especially, like, the whole, like, black and blue thing you were talking about, can be, like, a touchy subject, depending. And, like Dylan said, different people find different things funny. I think that this is just... Comedy shows are so hard. Like, it's easy to have a comedy week on acting, like, comedic monologues. Like, you know, like, Added has done that, and Acted has done that, et cetera, et cetera. It's just really, really difficult to maintain a show like this.
Go ahead.
And I guess, and also, I felt like this one seemed a lot less organized than your other one.
It was just so long.
I know. Well, yeah, it was that. But because I felt like with the other one, she knew what she wanted to say, and she said it. But she didn't, like, plan it out entirely, but she knew in her head what theme she wanted, and she had links and blah, 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 blah. But with this one, it seemed like she was just kind of, like, pulling stuff. She's like, oh, and then we could do a this thing, and maybe we could do a this thing. Like, it just seemed like she was just, like, pulling things out of the air, and I was like, you're kind of all over the place, and I'm not really following you.
I think you're better off if you can get mixers doing, like, okay, week one, you're going to do a scene from a sitcom, and then week two, a comedy movie, and then week three, a roast or something. You need more specific challenges, I think, or else people aren't going to stick with it. I also want to say, I know you asked me about judging this with you, but I think you having Mega Dizzy adds more value to the show than I could add to it. You don't even need me for this show. I think it's an interesting idea, though. I'm still interested in it. I would be interested in competing in this, actually.
Just be aware of one thing, though. You're asking the contestants to do something that is labor-intensive. You know, I mean, sometimes you come up with things that are funny right off the cuff, and sometimes it takes a while to find something that's funny. So you may have some challenges with people being able to do things in a timeline. Just think about that.
Yeah, I don't think this show is... I don't think you're going to get enough auditions for it, to be honest with you. Because, like...
All the comedy shows have never really done...
Yeah, shows like this never happen. And then, like, with singing... People can pick a song and sit down and sing it, but like Reese said, you have to be inspired to do comedy. And
so here's a thought for you, one that I'll give you from myself that I had actually jokingly told Dylan we should do as one of these side shows. Find some video clip, like the one we were talking about was an underwater clip, and just give them a 2-minute clip and say you guys have to dub something funny for this, and just let them use their comedy, you know. That way, the topic is neutral. They could do whatever they want with it, and you can get a lot more variety, and people would feel more comfortable with it.
Or give them a YouTube clip of, like, I don't know, somebody getting hit in the crotch or something and have them make one comment about it. You know, like on those shows, like on VH1, where they have comedians making comments about things that happen during the week? You could give them a video that's, like, 3 minutes long, have them make a specific comment at a specific time, and then overdub that. That would be something specific they could do. I think that if you do this show, you should definitely do it after Around the World, because Around the World is a really good idea, and you're going to get a lot of credit as a producer for doing that. And I think to make this show work, you need to be a reputable producer, or people are not good. They might be more inclined to audition if they know, like, you do good work. And Around the World is definitely a really good show. So
yeah, I definitely think that you have more potential with Around the World. So
that's all I got to say.
I second that emotion.
Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Sure. That was shorter.
Okay, you've got mail. So, Allie and I, what we would love to hear the men of VH and other sites do for this show, one thing I would love to hear them do, is love songs. And we have a little surprise we have a little idea we've been toying with about that particular theme. Not quite positive if it's going to stay in or not for the actual show, but there's a good chance that it will, and we're actually going to keep that a secret, just because it's a bit fun. One thing that I would love to see the guys do, all these manly, powerful voices, I would like to hear them sing about heartbreak, but not a sad, wishy-washy heartbreak about, oh no, she's gone. I want to hear an angry, rough, harsher side to love. And I would really like to hear the manlier side of singing with that. I would really like, I don't know why, but I would really, really like to hear some harsher love, some breakup or heartbreak rough songs. It doesn't matter what genre, just give me that emotion. We would like to hear a boy band week, similar to what Popstar recently had. Similar, not the same. I would like to hear, we would like to hear, probably some sort of a emo punk mallcore type of thing. Sort of that more, it's more focused on controlling vibrato and vocalization type of the very interesting, quirky lyrics like My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, etc. For an immunity, I'd like to do a parody song. You could cover a parody, or you could write your own. Actually, we could do a parody week, and then for immunity, if you wanted to write your own parody and do that for immunity, that would be great. Believe that's 4 themes so far. Which one haven't I gotten? Sorry. Alternative. Alternative or alternative rock, possibly punk. Something that's not your classic soft ballad. Example, 3 Days Grace, Breaking Benjamin, Shinedown. All of these fantastic bands that have great backing tracks, that have great deep lyrics, but they've also got this powerful main male singer that just pulls it off and pulls the entire band together. It's fantastic. So that is something that I would love to hear. So yeah, thank you very much.
Booyah! Bing!
You've got mail.
Can I start?
Sure. Have you got mail?
I do. I still say you need to have, and I know Reed disagrees with me on this, you need to have all female judges for this show. And you need a judge that is just a total creeper on the guys, like Rochelle is on Popstar with Jeffers. And
what? Then I haven't other creeped two on Jeffers in a really long time.
Or kind of like one can be kind of prudish and serious and offended by the creeper, like within the critiques. Because like for this now. Show to work, for this show to work, you need some sort of dynamics with your judges. Because otherwise, I'm not sure how you're going to be able to sustain the show and make it interesting. Because all of the themes you mentioned almost have already been done. There's nothing about the show that makes it unique except all the male singers. And when you cut the female singers out of the equation, and let's not kid ourselves, because there's more good female singers than males on VH. In general, like, I hear more good female singers than males on the internet. And so when you cut all the female singers out of this equation and do the same old themes, all you have is a show that's doing the same things as everyone else with worse singers. And that's what it comes down to for me. So you need something that's going to, like, make this different and good. Michelle?
Yeah, I agree with Dylan entirely. I definitely think you need a strong cast of judges. Here's the thing. If there was, like, a surplus of males, I would say, yes, definitely, have a male judge just to have that perspective on the show. But because at VH especially there aren't that many male singers, you need to have just 3 girl judges so that all guys possible can audition for your show.
And you've got to scout on YouTube.
Yes, you do have to scout on YouTube and like other places that you can think of that have male singers. The thing is like, I guess, I like your themes. Like, I think they're, like, cute for a guy singing competition. Like, the boy band one, then, like, the Fall Out Boy one and stuff like that. I think they work. But, once again, they've been done before.
They've been done to death.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We just, like, an hour ago said that, you know, Bright, I think it was about Bright, but somebody where, like, the theme of the show itself was you didn't have to go crazy on the individual themes when the concept of the show itself is what separated it out. Her concept is what makes it unique, is that, you know, it's just the guys getting on there. So if she's doing singing competitions of songs that tend to be guy stuff.
With Bright, it's different because he's doing a tournament style, so there's only 4 rounds, so he can't, like, scare all the contestants off. But with this show, the concept is unique, but it's not going to be Like, if it was called You've Got Vajayjay, I'd listen to that show because the female singers are a lot stronger than the male singers, in my opinion, on VH.
Yeah, that's...
You have...
Yeah. When was the last time a guy has won a singing contest? Oh, Lone Star.
Well, the thing is, like, though. I think we have really good... I think we have really good male singers. Like, you two are both really good. I think Russ is really good.
But we're not Cleary. We're not Art. Like,
we don't have superstars like those five. We got, like, four or five superstars on this, that are all women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and if you superstars would just stop being in the shows, then the rest of us would have a chance.
Well, that to me, as okay, looking at it from a competitor standpoint, yes, I would do this show because I want to just be able to compete without having to worry about Clary and Aria. But I don't think I would like to listen to it if I wasn't on the show. But then again, people that listen are mostly people on the show anyway. So,
although hold on, how many guys do you have in performance? You have like 10 or 12 guys in performance.
There's actually
right?
a lot of guys.
And they're pretty good.
They are good, but that's performance.
So? I mean, you're talking about who your singers are. Not all of those people are going to be able to do this show because there's a lot of things going on and people are busy. But I think they could pull together good singers. But I also agree with what Dylan said in the previous. You really need to have somebody who's YouTube linked that you can pull in some new people that, you know, haven't been around.
If you're going to get, you're going to have the hardcore scout, basically, if you want this show to work. Otherwise, you're not going to get enough auditions.
Yeah.
Look how much trouble, like, Omi had getting, like, first-time producers of singing shows, they don't get auditions as much as, like, established producers. That's just how it is.
Well, we also went from Famine to Feast. We went from having a couple of shows to all of a sudden everybody wanted to produce a show, and there's only so many shows people can do at one time.
That's true, too.
So that I think that's that hurt Omi's
why
show.
You have to scout on YouTube. Omi didn't do like hardly any scouting. You really have to hardcore get people to audition. I don't know. Now that we've talked about it, I'm liking it more.
I really like the idea.
I think it's just gonna be great.
I think if because Olivier is judging this with her, right? That's right. Yeah. Right. She had mentioned to me that she wants to do an all girls singing competition too, and then the winners like face off. Like,
you've got PMS.
You've got PMS.
I like that. I like that. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, definitely.
Next best thing, man. Last voice singing is up next. Melly.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, judges. Dylan, Brian, Vrishaliler. Last voice singing has two very different kinds of challenges. So we do have quite a few. We have the group challenges, and we also have the immunity sing-off challenges. So I have a few of each in here. So number one is the birth year challenge. This is a sing-off immunity challenge. Contestants will reveal their birth year as they sing a song from that period of time. So the song has to have been released in their birth year, whether as a single or on an album. So I was like 1992, so I could do like Bohemian Rhapsody or like Smells Like Teen Spirit. Those are both 1992 numbers. Number two, anthems. Anthems are like the songs that so often come to represent an entire genre. Contestants will have to pick one of the big hits of these to sing. A list is going to be provided, so that'll make it a lot easier. But some examples off of the list I created, we have We Are the Champions, We're Not Going to Take It, rock anthems, pop anthems, Uptown Girl, Baby Hit Me One More Time, and Friends in Low Places, Any Man of Mine, country anthems. So, like I said, a list is going to be provided, and they can pick any of those anthems to perform. Number three, for the group challenge on this week, the groups, must perform a song that has won a Grammy Award for Best Song. And then, to oppose that, in the Sing-Off Immunity Week, the solo contestants must now sing a song that has won an Oscar for Best Song. So, I mean, you know, every singing competition has its Broadway rounds, so I feel like the movies are kind of forgotten sometimes, so this is my ode to them. A list, of course, will be provided once again. Number four, this is kind of my favorite, it's the Artist Challenge. So groups must pick a number between 1 and 5. Each of those numbers is assigned to a collection of 4 different artists, and groups will then be able to pick any one of those 4 to sing from for their challenge. So they can do one artist and do a bunch of songs for them, or just do the one song, but they have to pick just one artist.
Then this challenge segues into the immunity sing-off challenge, in which the solo contestants must then choose one of the other three artists to use for their sing-off immunity. Okay, and finally, most of the competition does take place in a group. That's kind of the big catch of the show. But eventually the groups will be merged. And so when that happens, after you've turned all of these solo songs into group songs, you'll now have this challenge where you have to make a group song a solo. So you can do this any way you want. You can strip down a song or sing all the parts and self-harmonize, but it has to have originally been done by a group. So thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed this little taste test. Last voice singing all the way.
All right, Reed, you go first because we talked over you a lot last time.
Throw me under the boat. But, okay. I didn't have a lot to say about this one. I don't want to go first. I actually don't know what I have to say about this.
Rochelle, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I can go first.
Go for it.
Okay, melee. Okay, there were certain things that I liked about this, and then there were certain things that I was kind of like, huh? The one about the Grammys, are there enough songs for you to do that? Like, with Pete, is there choices? Like, how many?
The Grammys have been going for, like, 50 years, so that's 50 songs.
Okay, that's fair enough. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, how many Grammys have there been? I'm, like, really tired, apparently.
It's Grammys, not Grannies.
And
there's
so,
lots of Grannies.
So that was kind of confusing, but now it's not confusing because I know that I was stupid.
I finally understand this. It's been like a year since I've known you. You're getting it.
I'm finally getting it. But I feel like, I don't know, there was something like, your challenges were good. Like, I liked that they were specific. I'm not sure what else to say about this.
Well, that was the problem. It's really somewhat. I mean, the idea of the show is good, but the challenges are relatively generic. I know that she's trying to make him creative with the Grammys and the Oscars thing and the one and the three and the two and the math that was too late for me to be following. But yeah, it wasn't
I actually really like Birth Year Has Been Done. I've done that one before.
Right.
I like anthems a lot. I love the Grammys for Best Song because that theme is so simple, yet it's never been done. And then Movies has been done, but not Academy Award for Best Song. And I liked also that the themes seem interrelated, like the sing-off theme and the main theme seem like they're connected because like those two themes were happening in the same week. I really like it. I like this show a lot.
No, I like it too.
Me too.
I'm tired. I'm just tired, Melly.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired, and there was nothing wrong about her challenges.
Right.
In my opinion,
I thought they were spins on something, things that have been done, but they were spins that made them unique, and they were simple, and they weren't like so out there that it's going to scare people off. I liked it. So, yeah.
So there, huh?
Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Oh God, another.
No.
Zane is up next. Ready when you guys are.
Hello, everybody. This is Oliviana here.
And I'm Mr. Sister.
Yeah, because we're awesome and all. Zane, unfortunately, isn't with us tonight because he's busy with stuff. So we're just going to go straight to the point. This is for Can You Unite the World? And we are going to present to you five themes from our show because we're epic awesome like that. Anyway, our first one will be the, of course, free choice. I mean, how could you have a singing competition without free choice? Basic gist, you know the drill. Choose a song, sing it, have fun. What's the next theme, Mr. Sister?
But the free choice should probably be from a different country at least. But
yeah,
I mean,
like,
if you want to do American, I guess that's a country too.
Yeah. Okay, so Canada counts and America counts. All right, we determined this.
Yes.
Anyway, America counts.
Yes. Okay, and then another week that we have planned is Asian Madness. So you can sing a song from any Asian country that you want.
When we say all of Asia, we mean all of Asia. We're talking from East Asia, Japan, Korea, China, the ones you usually think of, to the Middle East, because it's in Asia and it counts.
And I guess, Russia.
Yeah, Russia counts, because Russia is going to be interesting. You could do Russia for both Europe and Asia.
Yeah, and then, okay, so you don't have to sing it in another language if you don't know another language. It can be either translated into English, or if you want, you can just do, like, a Disney song that's in some Asian language.
Or you can choose some kind of singer from Asia, and trust me, there's a lot of them there. And then pick one that sings a song in English. Trust me, there are a couple Japanese artists that sing in English.
Yes, but you might want to save that for another week, which we'll talk about soon.
Oh yes, you may want to. Okay, the next week up will be the Euro week. This is kind of, again, self-explanatory. You can choose any European country there is and sing a song from them. Same rules apply. Like, whenever we do, like, location-based challenges, like, as long as, like, you have something that has to do with the country, and I'm not saying, oh, they toured there, but, like, you know, use common sense and awesomeness. So what is the next week?
The next week is English Attack. So you're going to take a song that was sung basically in English or some other form of, like, weird English, like Spanglish or Singlish or any kind of English you want. So, yeah, you'll take a song by most likely a non-English-speaking singer and sing it.
Or you can take an existing English song and translate it to English.
Yeah.
So have fun with that. I'm excited. All right.
Yes.
And last but not least, we have our semifinal round, which there's, of course, two themes before semifinal. And for that will be the British Invasion, which is any song from any British group or any British song, kind of self-explanatory. And then for all our Canadians out there, we have Canadian Pride, eh? Sing a song from Canada. Have fun with that, because we know
Canadian artists are awesome.
Yeah, so you guys get to display your Canadian pride, but you have to make it to our semifinals in order to do it. So, please do so. And audition and wonderfulness. And we will see you guys on Next Best Thing. Bye!
Woohoo!
Okay.
English.
So this show
what is Singlish?
It's like Spanglish. I think it's like Spanish.
Singlish.
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 I like rice, but it would be like, I like rice.
Okay. Free choice is not a legit theme, in my opinion. I felt that was not thought out as one of your themes, free choice. That's a cop-out.
That's theme. Like a self-explanatory every
say
show
that to
does that.
Second
shit.
That emotion, too. I do like Asian. It's just the name. I like the names. My opinion, this show has problems and I've lost faith in it, and here's why. Because every time it's pitched, it's a different person or combination of people doing it. So I don't believe you're going to be able to get all three of you together to judge an entire show if you can't get the three of you together to do a 4-minute clip. That concerns me.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think the themes are that interesting. It may just be me personally because I don't find singing in other languages interesting in general.
I feel like nobody's going to sing in another language.
No.
Like, because they were saying that, like, there's the option of doing the English thing, which I think is good, but I think it also takes away from their show. Like, nobody's gonna, like, sing in another... Like, unless they're, like, from a place, I feel like... Like, if you're from... I'm trying to think of, like, people who are from...
different Monica's places. From Israel.
Yeah, like, Monica would sing...
Monica has no interest in Israeli songs either.
In Israeli? Is
Hebrew? Monica's from...
Hebrew. Yes.
Martha's from Samoa. Or
something.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
That sounds like another country.
I just think that there's like a lot of, like, I think there's a lot of loopholes that you yourselves as judges have provided for the contestants, which makes it semi not legit.
I'm kind of listening to this and thinking that there's this. It's starting to become hard to differentiate between this and Around the World and whatever.
I like Around the World. The show. I like that one better.
Yeah, that one seems stronger at the moment. There's really got to be something that makes it enticing and grabbing. And this is essentially Epcot without the background music.
The only thing that makes it enticing for me is that Margot is one of the judges, because I've never heard her on a legit singing show before. Not the best. I mean, Best of the Rest is legit, but like she's a coach on that. She's not like a judge.
Best of the Rest is super legit.
Yeah, but she's not judging that one. I would like to hear Margot judge a singing show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Reed. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about it?
No, actually, I think you're gonna have a hard time pulling this off.
I don't believe that you're going to be able to pull it off if you can't even get the three of you together. That's my beef right now.
I also am nervous you're not going to, like, get people to audition. I think people are going to be, like, off-put by the whole, like,
well,
songs in another language. I don't know.
If there's three singing shows to audition for, two of them you can just sing anything in English, and the one of them you have to do research on, they're going to pick the English ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, unless they're not English-speaking as their first language. Are you guys ready to hear the Dave me?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I'm ready. Ba, 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 ba.